bought a ball bearing business down Dalwich Way, and it's doing quite well.
Yeah, it's better that.
Our turnover is up to 3,000 a week. Yeah,
yeah, that's good.
And the good thing about ball bearings is that
everybody needs ball bearings.
Well, so I say, the wife says, "Well, why don't you become a television star?" And I say, "What do I need it when I've got my ball bearings to keep me rolling?"
Yeah,
and she still liked me to be on the telly.
Yeah,
I volunteered for this new game they got on, Celebrity Suicide.
Oh, yeah.
In which well-known celebrities put themselves in a noose and hang themselves. And the last person to die gets £1,000.
That's good.
But I wasn't selected.
No, well, you wouldn't be.
I said, is it because I'm only 1 inch high and 4 foot wide? And they said, no, it's nothing to do with that. Because, you know, I'm very wide on the ground and short in the air. And they said, no. Nothing to do with that. They said, the basic fact is we think you're a cunt.
That's unusual.
And we don't like cunts on the show because it puts off the audience. And so I went away with the flea in my ear.
Best place to have it.
Really, yeah. And the wife is still on about me being a celebrity, you know, and she was on... She was on Blow Your Tits Up. she was on this new game called Blow Your Tits Up.
Yeah.
In which celebrities such as Anthony Newley and Bruce Forsyth attach explosives to women's tits. And the tits that go highest in the air win the biggest prizes. But Dolly said she couldn't stand that. And... I respected her views.
Well, you do, don't you?
You remember Vera? I nearly married.
Yeah.
The one I fucked and nailed to the wall in Chiswick. She was invited to do Celebrity Saviours.
Yeah.
In which well-known people are nailed up to the wall. And the one who screams loudest gets the prize, but... She said that was beneath her dignity.
Yeah, well...
I respect that view. But I still think she's a cunt not to take the money.